And now it's time for our friend Larry Weber, who joins us by phone every Saturday right around now. Hi, Larry.
Hi, I am calling you from the future. I'm calling you from spring.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I am in the Ozark country of Arkansas, and if you mentioned the word snow around here, it would probably be laughed at, but this is a mild temperatures here. Yesterday it got to about 70, and even by their standards, spring is a little bit slow here. But probably the most amazing thing about the phone call this morning is that I'm not calling you from a cell phone. Some of your listeners may remember phones where you had to stick money in points. You might remember those.
All right.
Well, that's what this is. It's hard to find them, but we have no cell coverage here. Yeah, it's been very interesting. Since I last spoke, we visited much of the San Diego State Mountains, as I was telling you in last week, in northern New Mexico. That's an area, dry, rocky, covered with lots of pinyon pines and junipers and various fascinating birds. From there, we went further south into the sage and desert country, where it was hot and very dry. One of the interesting birds that we saw there was the roadrunner. The roadrunner is the state bird of New Mexico. By a lot of people's standards, a roadrunner is a fictitious bird, thanks to the cartoons we may have seen of it. But it does exist. It's a real bird. It's a cousin of one of the birds that we have in the North Country, the cuckoo. And it spends most of its time on the ground. It's quite large, bigger than a chicken, a long tail. And it will run around and eat things like lizards and snakes. And though it's the state bird of New Mexico, it's not quite that easy to see. And so I'm very glad to be able to see a couple of them. A number of other kinds of birds seen down here have cousins that make it into our area. It's kind of interesting to see a bird like a black phoebe, which has its cousin, the eastern phoebe, which lives in the north. Then there are things like the great-tailed grackle, which has its cousin, the common grackle, in the north. Right now in the park we're at, there's a lot of fish crows, which has its cousin, the common crow, in the north. Carolina chickadees are here. Carolina wrens are here in this place where we are. We just got back taking a walk, and I saw and heard the first vireo of the season yesterday, four kinds of warblers. So all this stuff is things that could be, it will be, coming to the north in a little bit later, perhaps as much as a month later, but it should be arriving further to the north. Other places of note, I have to pass this on. I normally like to talk about our area, the North Country, but I just have to pass this on. One of the fascinating places we visited this past week was a place called White Sands, a national monument. It's in southern New Mexico, and I recommend anybody, if you're anywhere at all within the state or within the region, even if you're in Arizona, it's worth the distance to come over and take a look at it. What an absolutely amazing place. The sands there are formed differently than most sands. The sands are formed from gypsum, and therefore all the grains of sand are white, and they're very dry. Nothing grows on them, and you see these huge dunes of white sand, and they're huge, as big as you can imagine sand dunes in a desert, and yet nothing's growing on them, absolutely nothing, not even a cactus, nothing at all. And many times I got the feeling like this was a different planet. And fortunately, it can get very hot there, but fortunately, we were there in the early morning, and it was cool, and we could walk on the dunes and so forth. And so, and you know what? Here's a connection with the North Country. Because they are dunes and out in the desert, they will often blow, and they will blow across the roads. And so they have to use what it looked to us to be like snowplows to clear those out. Fascinating, absolutely fascinating place to visit. We were told that it was worth it, but I will pass it on to anybody. I would even go so far as to put it on your bucket list, because this is something that everybody should be seeing. It's just amazing. Now, coming from there, we came further east where it got green again and more rain and so forth, and it's fascinating. The Ozarks in spring are just amazing for dogwoods. The dogwoods, however, have not yet started to bloom. We're hoping to stay here enough days so we can see some blooming. Red buds and juneberries are in bloom in a number of places in the park, plus a lot of the spring wildflowers. If I mention things like spring beauty, violets, those are flowers that that we hear of in the North Country as well. Well, they're in bloom already down here. And then I saw a few other kinds that we don't see too much in the North Country, such as rue anemone. Altogether yesterday, I found about 20 kinds that were in bloom. So that is, spring is happening. Pass that on to people in North Country who are still seeing snow and cold. But yes, spring is happening. It's supposed to progress at the rate of 15 miles a day. That's what phenologists say. But of course, there are always their years where it's a little bit slower than others. So perhaps next week when I call you, we'll be talking about a little bit more spring, and I don't have any idea where I'll be calling you from. Oh, I have to pass this on. There's a couple more sightings there I thought were really terrific, and that was some butterflies. Yes, several species of butterflies, about seven altogether I've seen. And then jackrabbit, prairie dog, coyote, mule deer, all those things are passing on as well. So have a beautiful week, and enjoy your snow.
All right. Thanks, Larry.
Take care. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Larry Weber calling us from the Ozarks today, and who knows from where next week. Larry is a regular feature here on North Shore Weekend. He is a retired science teacher, twice named Science Teacher of the Year. He lives with his wife on an old farm in Carleton County and writes and photographs and talks to us about all kinds of critters and things happening outdoors. That's Larry Weber, Weekend Outdoors.